Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Sure, 9110041.
That was 90041.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that information.
And you said your name is Vicky?
My name is Dee.
I'm sorry?
D-E-E.
Oh, D.
May I have your first and last name?
My first name is Peter. Last name is Adonis.
Thank you so much for that information, Mr. Adonis. Okay. Can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
Address is 1560 Yosemite Drive, apartment 124, Los Angeles, California, 90041.
Thank you so much for that information. All right, looking over the account, I see that you did business with the company for the Top Cosmic Scopes.
Yes, I order, what do you call this? The, scope right. Something.
Yeah,
that
art, compact that, and on the go, portable and
cosmic,
small.
I'm sorry, say again.
I was explaining what they were. They're the Top Cosmic Scopes. We are considered that they're portable and small and conveniently packed. Great survival kit tool. How can we help you tonight?
Actually, it's I ordered the Cosmic Scopes, which that's the one I see it in the commercial in the Facebook or in the on what do you call this, the YouTube and all that. Then that's the reason I order, but instead I received a monocular, which I tried to see, and there's no come with any paper at all that I purchased. But that's the only one. Then I even purchased the case, one case, but I never received it. But which the most important, this is not the one I ordered. They sent me a monocular. It's different than that one that I supposed to be ordered. That's why I emailed back, because I tried the phone number that I was calling and it's not working.
Okay. So what I'll do is go ahead and send you out a return merchandise number.
Okay.
And you'll ship it back.
Okay.
And as soon as they receive it back, then you'll receive the replacement.
Okay.
All right.
What do you mean replacement?
You'll receive the scope that you ordered.
Okay, so I don't know why in the first place, why do you have to send me this? It's not the one that you
I'm
ordered.
Not sure, sir. I don't know.
Okay. All right, so you're going to send me some stuff that I can send it back to you guys?
No, I'm going to provide you with the return merchandise number.
Okay.
And what you'll
so
do is you'll put that in. Go ahead, I'll let you finish.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, so you're going to send me those stuff that, so I can send it back to you guys. Then at the same time, you guys going to send me the product that you originally ordered?
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to pack that up with the number that I'm about to give you inside so that when they receive it back in the warehouse, they will know that it came from this account. Once they receive it back, then they will send out the original item that you ordered. I'll go ahead and
okay.
document
so you know
that it was an error on an error in the shipment, and that they sent you a monocular instead of the Top Cosmic Scopes, so they'll know as soon as they get it back that what the error was. Okay.
Okay, so you're saying that's just an error. Okay.
You say you received the wrong item, right?
That's correct. It's monocular.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
You know what, Dave? This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to return. When I receive this one, I'm going to return. I don't want anything anymore. I just want to get my money back.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Just a moment. I'm
okay.
Waiting for you to let me know that you're ready to write this number down.
Sure. What number is that?
This is the return merchandise number.
Okay.
And it's
what's the number?
E as in Eric, 26,
uh-huh.
E like Eric, 997, 6, A as in Apple, D as in David, A like Apple, and the number 9.
Okay, it's A as in Apple, 26, A as in Apple, 997, 6, A as in Apple, D as in David, E as in Apple, number 9.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm just going to wait for your that stuff that you're going to send it to me so I can send it back to this stuff.
Okay.
Right?
There's nothing that we're going to send you, sir. You're going to have to send that back. So
okay,
with it being
so
returned, you're going to have to pay shipping and handling, and they're going to charge you a 10% restocking fee. So
really?
As soon as they
so
receive that back into the warehouse. Go ahead, I'll let
Okay, Dave, let me ask you, why do I have to suffer paying this for shipping back if this is not my mistake? If you guys delivered a wrong item, why do I have to suffer paying this returning?
That's the company's policy, so any returns is responsible for by the customer for shipping and handling.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because, first of all, I ordered a product that's supposed to be delivered to me, which you guys or whoever delivered this or sent to me, it's a wrong one. Now you're telling me it's a mistake delivered or mistake items. Then now if I don't want it, if I'm going to return it, then I'm the one who's going to pay? I don't think that's fair, right? Now, if I order this one, I receive the right one, and then I'm going to return it, maybe I can understand paying this item to return it. But
okay.
Okay. And then what is that? Okay.
I'm actively listening to what you're saying, sir.
Okay. So I'm just saying that. I'm just telling you what supposedly, but you're telling me that is a customer responsible to send this item, and I'm the one who's going to pay. On my side, I don't think I'm the one who's going to be paying this one, because first of all, I ordered a different product. I received a different product. Now, when I received the different product, now you ask me to send it back, then I'm going to be charged for shipping or whatever that you call that you're telling me. But I don't think that's fair to me, because first of all, I ordered an item that's supposed to deliver to me, and you're telling me that it's a error item that they sent it to me. Now I'm returning it. You're telling me I'm the one who's going to pay for it. Earlier, you said you're going to send me the thing, and then I'm going to send it back to you guys, and then when you guys receive it, you're going to send me the correct item. So in the first place, why do you have to send me, or your company, or somebody else, send me a wrong one? Now, because I mentioned to you that I'm going to return it, I want money back, and you told me, I'm the one responsible to send back. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now what's going to happen?
Okay, you're going to return the item. They're going to provide you with the refund as soon as you return the item. I've went ahead and documented.
Okay.
You have the return merchandise number. Was there anything else that I can help you with tonight?
So you're saying that I have to pay this one to send it back to you guys?
I've documented that you are not comfortable with paying shipping and handling, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.